Use on dogs only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's a very important day for Sacramento to demonstrate to the NBA that, when the mayor went back to New York and talked to the Board of Governors, he made some promises, and he told the Board of Governors that we had commitments, and I think they're here to make sure that we have those commitments.
That's Matt Mahood, president of the Sacramento Chamber of Commerce, commenting on his talks with the NBA in hopes of keeping the Kings from moving to Anaheim. The NBA, NHL, sports, number 10 of this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our talk radio review for the week ending Friday, the 22nd of April. We'll be going over the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk industry, monitors talk radio programs as well as the producers of this program, doing that all across our country. This week, the sports talk radio discussions are at number 10, number 9, Major League Baseball's takeover of the troubled L.A. Dodgers. Talk host Tim Conway and Matt Smith here focused on the Dodgers' money problems and the need for Major League Baseball to step in.
When did you get the news that came down? And were you expecting the Dodgers to be pulled away from Frank McCourt?
Well, when I actually read the release from New York about Major League Baseball, because we've gone through this so many times recently. You know, we just went through it with hockey in Phoenix and the Coyotes with the NHL taking that franchise over. We just went over this with the NBA and George Shin, the former owner of the Hornets. The NBA took over the franchise in New Orleans.
Right.
But all these were, guys that wanted to sell the team. They couldn't find a buyer, couldn't meet their financial obligations. So the league stepped in and said, okay, we're going to help you out. We'll take it over and pay your bills.
And those are fairly new franchises.
Phoenix was just moved there from Winnipeg, less than a decade ago.
Right.
The Hornets were an expansion team probably 20 years ago and moved to New Orleans 5 years ago.
But this is the L.A. Dodgers.
This is the L.A. Dodgers. This is a market that should have zero issues with financial viability. That's kind of what we hit on a lot today is, you're talking about a guy that Frank McCourt bought the Dodgers for $430 million.
Right.
Okay. The franchise, When they give it a valuation, it'll probably come somewhere between between $800 million and $1 billion.
Right.
How do you become insolvent on a property that you purchased for $430 million and is now worth maybe $1 billion? How does that? You really have to try to screw that up.
I'm in the process of buying a home in Atlanta, Georgia that was rehabbed. It was put into foreclosure. It was rehabbed, and now I'm buying it from a guy for $5,000, and it cash flows in the first month.
Right.
That's $5,000.
That's what the Dodgers do,
right.
And they cash flow big time
in
the first month.
So Bud Selig has taken away the Dodgers from Frank McCourt.
Yes.
Is there a history of ever coming in, seeing that the books are okay, and giving the franchise back to that owner?
That ain't going to happen.
We're up to number 8 on the countdown. The Texas wildfires and the tornadoes in the southeast of North Carolina. Host Brian Freeman talks to Jim Crisula of CBS.
We're joined now by CBS reporter Jim Crisula, who is a resident of North Carolina. Are you still in Bertie County?
I'm actually in Fayetteville.
Oh, you're in Fayetteville now. But you know what? We haven't really talked about the damage down there. Fill us in on what you're seeing.
Yeah, it really is extensive. Even on Fort Bragg, a lot of damage. So one fatality here in Cumberland County. Actually, two fatalities here in Cumberland County. And again, a lot of damage. A lot of people left with absolutely nothing at this point.
The recovery effort, and I keep seeing the national stories on mainly the evening newscast, Jim. A lot of folks are really surprised, especially in New York, as they look at North Carolina, about how people just show up and help each other. And it's just the way we are here.
Yes, and we've talked about that. Even back on Sunday, Brian, within 24 hours of these storms hitting, these church groups showed up,
mm-hmm.
civic organizations showed up. Chainsaw in hand, shovel, broom, whatever, rake, to help these poor people, begin at least some kind of cleanup for, and again, the huge, huge help this has been for the elderly, for folks on fixed incomes who simply don't have the money, to hire a tree cutting crew to come in and start cleaning up their homes and their backyards.
Coming up, it's been a year since the BP oil spill in the Gulf. We're going to hear about the ongoing cleanup there. Plus, we'll take a look at gas prices as they're poised to hit record levels. That's up next on the countdown.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and Nature Made spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like Nature Made that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try Nature Made Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like Nature Made Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the one-year anniversary this past week of the BP oil spill. Number 7 from MSNBC, Martin Bashir talks about BP's reaction to the disaster a year ago and where things are today.
A year ago, some 50 miles off the Louisiana shoreline, an oil rig called the Deepwater Horizon exploded with catastrophic effects. 11 workers lost their lives and a total of 5 million barrels of oil spewed into the Gulf, endangering sea life, tourism, and the livelihoods of ordinary working Americans. The man responsible for managing the BP disaster was its chief executive and a British-based engineer called Tony Hayward. Sadly, Mr. Hayward quickly proved himself to be incapable of handling the spillage of coffee, let alone a tragedy of these epic proportions. Within a few weeks of the oil spill in May, he said, quote, "I think the environmental impact of this disaster is very likely to be very, very modest." But oil and gas poured from the seabed for almost 5 months in total. 2 months into the oil spill, he was asked how much longer it would take, and he replied somewhat impatiently, quote, "There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. I'd like to get my life back." After that second outburst, the president made it clear what he thought of Mr. Hayward's comments.
He wouldn't be working for me after any of those statements.
Hayward was forced to resign last October. He clearly hadn't coped with the disaster. He brought international disgrace upon BP, and his public profile had been ruined. But then so had the Gulf Coast. Next month, Mr. Hayward will celebrate his 54th birthday on May the 21st. Under the terms of his contract with BP, he will only have to wait one more year for the full proceeds of his private pension. And how much will that be? You ready? he will receive $979,839 every year for the rest of his life. It's often said that chief executives are paid the big bucks because they take the big decisions, they carry the main burden of responsibility, and therefore they deserve the money. So what happens when disaster strikes and the chief executive proves himself to be an abject failure? In this case, he gets to pick up almost $1 million a year for the rest of his life. One might have thought that a sense of shame would force Mr. Hayward to donate some of that pension to those lives that were decimated in the region. But remember, this is a man who wouldn't cancel a yachting race in the UK, even though he was supposedly in charge of BP's desperate efforts to cap that rig. Though it pains me to say this, given the warm relationship that exists between our governments, America was badly let down by this British chief exec. And while he may yet sail off into the sunset with his millions of dollars, none of us will ever forget that he barely earned a dollar of that excessive pension.
Gas prices, number six on the countdown. Talk host Joe Pagliarulo and Carrie Locke talking with callers about the growing trend. More and more people seem to be running out of gas in the hope that if they wait long enough to fill up, the price will go down.
There is it's almost like a contagion going around. Uh-huh. People are running out of gas.
I know. They're
What's
afraid
the story here?
To put gas in their tank.
But are they stupid? They think that tomorrow it's going to be cheaper?
I know. I don't
Has
get
the price
that.
Gone down and I didn't see it?
No,
it's
no.
It's going to keep
hasn't.
On going up.
Of course it is.
I mean, are you one of those people, not you, I mean, my listeners, are you one of these people that says, well, screw that, I paid, you know, $3.79 for this gas, I'm going to use every drop of it. Hello, dummy. I love you like crazy, but once you're out, you're done. You're walking. And at that point, you probably paid $10 for a gallon of gas to get you where you had to go.
Yeah.
Don't let your tank run dry. Are you crazy?
That's bad for your car.
I paid $3.69. I'm using every drop. I'm not paying $4.02. What? Put gas in the car. I don't know if you notice, if it runs out of gas, that's it, you're done. Yeah. I think people think there's some reserve tank or something.
Maybe so.
There
I don't
isn't.
Know.
No, when you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
Gary, have I asked you, have you changed your ways? Are you filling up differently now?
No, not really.
Are you putting less into the tank, or do you fill up?
No, I usually try to fill up because I think, okay, it's okay now, but it's going to be 10 cents higher in a couple of days, so I might as well.
Yeah, I always fill up.
Yeah.
When I'm there, I always fill up. You know what? If the gas prices go down, I'll use all that gas in that tank eventually.
Sure.
I have never yet filled up a tank of gas and haven't used the gas.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to fill up the tank and go, you know, this might last 3 years.
It's a waste.
No. It's not going to last 3 years.
You're going to use it.
You're going to use it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, even if the price goes down tomorrow, you're going to end up getting lower priced gas the next time you need to fill up anyway.
That would be good. Yeah.
So are people, do you think people are changing the way they must be because they're all running out of gas.
I know. I still understand that, but maybe they are.
Let's find out. Let's go to the people, okay?
Okay.
Karen is amongst the people. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Living the dream. What's the story? Are you using gas differently or doing it the same way?
I am definitely differently. I'm usually one of those people who run on the bottom half of my tank, but I agree with you guys and get gas now because it might be 10 cents cheaper in a day or two. So now I'm running on the top half of my tank.
There you go. I think it makes perfect sense. Can you believe that a lot of people are running out of gas, though, Karen?
No, actually I can't unless they just don't pay attention to what they're doing.
All right, what's happening, Paolo?
Well, the biggest difference for me is I don't let the gas tank go below a quarter tank. It's psychological. It's cheaper for me to fill up at a quarter tank where I'm spending $20 or $30 versus the $60 or $70.
All right, so you don't let it go below a quarter because at the end of the day, the price that you pay feels like it's less.
It does. And I've also seen it where in the morning it's at one price, and in the afternoon it went up 5 cents. I'm like, Okay, I'm not doing this again.
Coming up, the latest on Japan's nuclear situation, plus an update on Libya and the Middle East. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number five on the countdown, the nuclear situation in Japan. Harry Fawcett, a reporter for the English language channel of Al Jazeera, spoke about the so-called fallout zone around the crippled plant and the Japanese residents who may never be allowed to go back.
Gearing up for a day in the Fukushima fallout zone. These men know it's not a destination to be treated lightly, and so they take every precaution that they can. They head for the border of the evacuation area. From midnight on Thursday, the government says it will ban entry to residents trying to get to their homes. Until then, police can only check licenses. You're about to go into the 20-kilometer zone, the men are told. Please get a radiation test when you come back out. They're heading for their hometown of Futaba, 4 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi power station. The town of 7,000 people is now all but empty. Pet dogs are pets no longer. Soon they reach their destination, the earthquake-damaged home belonging to one of the men. A home he fears he might never live in again. Next, the local beauty parlor. The owner is the ex-wife of one of the men. For her, a flat-screen TV is on the list. Tens of thousands of people rushed from the evacuation zone, taking just what they could carry. Now many are rushing back in for what they'd left before the ban is enforced.
The town is in ruins. There are no people. All you see are dogs, it's sad.
Shikara Matsumoto is the only one of the three men on the footage who's happy to be identified. He's being housed with other evacuees in western Niigata Prefecture. He says he was doing contract maintenance work at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in the days before the quake and left his salary check behind. The $6,000 he recovered on the trip, he says, was worth the risk.
I was well equipped, but I didn't have a radiation counter. So I wasn't sure how much radiation and contamination there was, so I was scared of being exposed.
For now, Mr. Matsumoto intends to stay here on Japan's west coast. He says he doesn't know where his next home or job will be.
He's just glad he got in and got out while he could, and that his radiation test was negative.
The situation in Libya and the unrest in the rest of the Middle East, that's number four. Here's host Jim Scott talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about countries sending advisors into Libya.
We have different news here with Libya. We talked about the fact that the Great Britain was going to send in men not to fight but to give advice. I mean, people like you, colonels and majors, and now two other countries joined in, right?
That's right, Jim. France and Italy yesterday said they would join Britain in dispatching military advisors to assist the rebels, primarily in tactics and logistics, however. President Obama authorized sending $25 million worth of non-lethal equipment, including body armor, tents, uniforms, and vehicles, Jim.
Okay, what else are they going to send? Now, I understand that the radios they send are not, quote, secure radios. I mean, they're really going out of their way to, quote, not do anything that's, no pun intended, offensive to anybody.
That's right, and I think in the end they're going to have to have boots on the ground, I mean real soldiers on the ground to turn this thing around. That's my personal military tactical opinion, but it's going to come to that. Right now, it's primarily advisors and non-lethal equipment, and that's good, but the rebel army's outgunned. Those guys are a disorganized force. We're trying to, with our advisors there from all those countries, trying to get them back on the right track to face Gaddafi force. If that's long, that's a long-term issue there. May require boots on the ground in the end.
Libya and the Middle East unrest. That's the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. So let's recap. Sports talk radio like the NBA and the NHL, number 10. Situation with L.A. and the Dodgers, number 9. Texas wildfires and the bad weather, the wild tornadoes, number 8. Number 7, the one-year anniversary of the BP spill. Number 6, the skyrocketing cost of what you're paying for gasoline at the pump. Japan's situation with nuclear energy, number 5. Libya and the unrest in the Middle East, number 4. So that leaves us 3, 2, and 1, and they're next as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the week ending Friday, the 22nd of April, and we're up to number three on the countdown. The birthers issue. Talk host Bill McEwen speaks with Ruben Navarrete about Arizona Governor Brewer's veto of the state's birther bill.
Were you surprised when Jan Brewer did not sign on to this birther bill there in Arizona?
I was surprised. A lot of people, I think, were surprised because the bill had gotten such strong support from Republicans in the House and Senate in Arizona. It breezed through. It was essentially this bill that, very much in line with the birther debate, it wanted to require the political parties to prove the eligibility of their candidates before those candidates were allowed to be put on the ballot in Arizona. And they were supposed to prove that the candidates were not only U.S. citizens, but had been born in the United States, not naturalized, but born in the United States. And there were all these different ways, baptismal certificates and other ways to prove that this was the case. And a lot of people, I think, particularly in the Beltway media, saw this as being about Barack Obama, because they couldn't help but think that, given that this was a concern about in some elements of the Republican Party. There are those people in the birthers and others who believe that President Obama is hiding something about where he was born. And I don't think so. I didn't say that in my column for CNN today. I said that that interpretation was actually faulty because, having lived in Arizona, and I remember packing up my car, driving from Fresno to Phoenix to take a newspaper job in 1997, I remember when I got there and when I lived there, this is really not so much about Barack Obama. It's about Arizona. It's about the important color line in Arizona is not blue and red, Republican and Democrat. It's not like a microcosm of Washington, D.C. It's brown and white, black and white. It's about race and intolerance, narrow-mindedness, mean-spiritedness. It's about Arizona. And I think that at its core, you have a group of people in Arizona who really do think that they're the only real Americans in the room. They think that immigrants, foreigners, not just the illegal kind but also the legal kind, are not real Americans. They think that people like me, the descendants of immigrants, are not real Americans if we disagree with them. And they certainly think our president is not a real American. And that's really what this debate was about. It wasn't so much about, you know, trying to win a hand up or get a hand up in next year's election. It was about giving voice to the sense that people have in Arizona that know, the world divides up nicely into real Americans and those who aren't.
And real Americans in Arizona would be those white settlers of the Wild West.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly enough, Arizona is a funny place because a lot of these people came from somewhere else. They came from the Midwest. They came from the Northeast. And then they showed up and they found people, in some cases, who have been there, Mexican Americans, Latinos, who have been there now for six, seven, eight generations, much longer than the Russell Pierces and the Jan Brewers, much, much longer. And ironically, they're the ones because, you know, dark skin sort of gets passed along from generation to generation. You can be in Arizona for eight generations, but you still have dark skin, and you might get pulled over and asked for your birth certificate by a cop whose family got here 8 minutes ago.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos had a rather heated discussion with Donald Trump about this issue as it related to our current president.
He doesn't have a birth certificate, or he hasn't provided. He's given a certificate of live birth. It's a much different
certificate
instrument.
Certificate of live birth meets the standard of the
not
State Department
the same.
For any one citizen.
George,
there were contemporaneous reports in two
George,
Hawaiian
they have co-opted
newspapers
you.
Given his, no, those are the facts,
George,
sir.
They've co-opted
Who's
you.
Who's they?
It's not obviously Obama and his minions. They have co-opted you. A certificate of live birth is not the same thing by any stretch
of the
imagination.
It is what the State Department recognizes as the standard of
George, it's so simple. Let him show the birth certificate. And by the way, this is not a big focus of my campaign.
You don't believe it's
my big focus is China and OPEC and all of these countries that are just absolutely destroying the United States.
But Mr. Trump, it's not a big focus of yours as long as you continue to raise questions.
You make it a big focus. No. Let's see what happens.
But you're the
but a certificate of live birth and a birth certificate are very
you
different.
You said you sent investigators to Hawaii, and you said, quote, they cannot believe what they're finding.
We're going to see what happens.
What
George?
Have they found?
Well, it's none of your business right now. We're going to see what happens.
Have they found anything?
We're going to see what happens.
What have they done?
We are going to see what happens.
When?
George, next question, George.
You refuse to accept that the president was born in the United States.
I hope he was. I'm not looking. If I should run, and if I decide to go and I end up getting the nomination, I don't want to use this as an issue. I'm not just like a normal guy that says, gee, I'm going to run for president. I was a governor. I was a senator. I'm going to run for president. I give up a lot if I run. A thing like that, I also give up a lot of my free private life. I have a great company. I've done a great job, which if I run, you'll see what a great job, because I'll do a full disclosure of finances.
Including
and I will
tax
tell
returns?
You, we'll look at that. Maybe I'm going to do the tax returns when Obama does his birth certificate.
And that goes up to number two, Donald Trump and the potential GOP presidential candidates. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Doug.
Wake up, America. It's your last chance to vote and help select the five finalists for the Folgers Jingle Contest. You have until 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time on April 25th, 2011 to visit www.bestpartofwakingup.com and vote for the best of the talented top 10 semifinalists for a chance to win one of five $100 grocery gift card daily prizes and the grand prize of $10,000. Thousands of contestants from all over the country submitted their original Folgers jingle, and after an initial round of judging, 10 semifinalists were announced in the Folgers Jingle Contest. Now they need your help to get to New York City, where they'll compete in a live audition in front of award-winning songwriter and former American Idol judge Cara DioGuardi. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the 50 states and D.C., 18 years of age and older. Void outside the United States and where prohibited. Complete details and official rules available on www.bestpartofwakingup.com. I'm John Dridden.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing the windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
This is our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown. Donald Trump and the rest of the Republican presidential candidates. From MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talks about the Donald, his ego, and some of the problems he's already having with the news media.
America's vulgarian-in-chief, Donald Trump, is at home now, obsessively watching this show and every other show that mentions him and probably having trouble deciding which of his recent interviews he regrets the most. Here's the interview he made the mistake of doing for the Today Show, where Savannah Guthrie showed him to be utterly lost on the question of a constitutional right to privacy on which the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision is based.
Why are you, what does that have to do with privacy? How are you equating pro-life with privacy?
There's the interview he did with Michael Isikoff for NBC Nightly News. This is the one that hit Trump the hardest where it hurts the most, his business management style and his repeated bankruptcies. Size matters to Donald Trump more than it does to most men and women. Indeed, nothing matters to Trump more than the size of his bank accounts, wherever they may be. Mike Isikoff pulled back the curtain on Trump's questionable enterprises.
Donald Trump says he's a fantastically successful billionaire businessman and would make a good president.
I have built a great company. I've done a great job. I put a lot of people to work.
But a closer look at Trump's business records also shows high-profile bankruptcy filings, multi-million-dollar real estate deals that went sour, and a trail of ongoing lawsuits accusing Trump of deceptive business practices.
The only thing that's brilliant about Donald Trump is his ability to get publicity and to promote himself. In that way, he's a contemporary P.T. Barnum. I don't think I exaggerate any more than anybody else. And it's interesting. It then becomes successful, and everybody says, oh, what a great salesman he is. He's the greatest salesman on earth. Excuse me. Don't I have to build it?
Trump owns luxury properties all over the world and makes millions licensing consumer products. He's a brand name and a tough boss. Trump rules on his hit show, The Apprentice, now in its 11th season on NBC.
And Gary, you're fired.
But some critics say his own management should have gotten him fired. Trump hotels and casinos in Atlantic City filed for bankruptcy protection three times. They've since emerged from bankruptcy, his name's still on them. Trump argues competition and rough market forces were responsible, and others were in control.
So wait a second. You were chairman of the board.
Excuse me?
You were chairman of the board? I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paid
$2
million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
Excuse me. So I guess genius is what we'd be paying him $400,000 a year for as president. Not that he would actually run the executive branch of the government. He would just be president, just like he didn't run the company when he was chairman.
Talk host John Caldera with one of his callers who doesn't like much of anything about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is starting to make some inroads. This scares a lot of the Republican establishment. Scares me a little bit, too. I do not take him as a serious candidate. I think he would be too easy to poke holes through as a candidate. I think his positions have been too back and forth. And just because he's good on The Apprentice, which I've never really seen, that doesn't mean he's going to be a good president. But it means if he should decide to jump in, he will have an impact on the race. Will he be the next Ross Perot? Well, if he stays inside the party, he can only bring people to the party. That's not bad, I don't think. Send out to Louisville. Hey, John.
You know, I'm sorry, but Trump or any of these other Republicans or Democrats, they don't have the stones to take on the budgetary issues we have. And I'll give you an example of one area you don't hear spoken, this is not spoken about at all in the mainstream media, and that's our bloated military. We've got 761 bases worldwide.
How many?
761 Pentagon statistics. In addition, the land area of our bases worldwide in total, including military reserves, is the size of North Korea. In addition to that,
I like
world,
that. Yeah, that sounds
right.
Good.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Well, it depends on what they are. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
All right, keep going.
The world spends $1.2 trillion, or approximately around that number, on military expenditures worldwide per year. The United States share of that, about 49%. That is just nuts.
All right. I understand where you're coming from. Now bring it back to Donald Trump.
Okay. Donald Trump, I haven't heard him say how he's going to do anything to, you know, cut this budget down to where we get our AAA rating back and can actually solve our problems within, you know, a lifetime. I haven't heard anything. I mean, the man has no substance at all. He's a big buffoon. This whole thing with Ivana.
Why do I have a feeling, John, that you're not going to vote for any Republican come November of 2012? Would I likely be right?
Probably. I'm so disgusted with, you know, all of our politicians. I don't know where to turn. They're just meatheads. You know, I mean, Mark Twain had it right. Politicians need to be changed often like diapers and for the same reason.
Here's host Steve Malzberg talking to Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania about Donald Trump and whether or not he has what it takes to get President Obama out.
Donald Trump, for real, not for real, to be taken seriously? I mean, he's got some polling numbers that are going for him.
Yeah, I would say Donald Trump has another important factor that is critical for a Republican nominee, and that is he's a good communicator. We need a very strong communicator, someone who can relate to the American public, someone who can paint a vision, someone who can go after the president, is going to be tough and hard on him, because as we saw just a few years ago with John McCain, we had anything but someone who would challenge this president. And so I think people like that about him. I think that's another attribute of what the Republicans are looking for in a president. But, you know, when you go back to the first characteristic of authenticity and trustworthiness and consistency, he falls a little short on that mark.
And do you think he's going to run?
I've never met Donald Trump. I have no idea. You probably know him. You probably had him on your show. I have no idea.
I did have him on my show. I mean, I think now the governor of South Carolina says he's been calling about the primary and a lot of things that are going on that he's going to announce it on his TV show. So I think he's going to test it. What bothers me is and he says he probably won't do this, but I hope he doesn't run as a third party if he doesn't get the nomination because we can't afford to split the party.
We have to. My priority and only priority in this effort so far is to make sure we have a Republican president, a conservative president in 2013. That's the highest priority. It's not about Rick Santorum. It's not about ego. It's about doing what's right for the country. And if you really are concerned about doing what's right for the country, the last thing you're going to talk about is running third party, because that's a guarantee of election for Barack Obama.
So that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back here, up to number one on the countdown, the budget, the deficit, the debt ceiling. Talk host Brian Thomas here, going around with Nathan Bachrach of Simply Money about the S&P downgrade of the U.S. credit and what that means.
Ran into a bit of a problem with the markets on Monday, reacting to what I seem to appreciate is a pretty obvious warning shot over the bow of the United States in terms of its fiscal situation. S&P issuing a negative rating and suggesting then also that we might get downgraded from our AAA to something less than. Also, it's, you know, given where our finances are and what our ratios are, I'm surprised we're still at a AAA, but I don't make the rules. I just report on them. The market didn't like it. Seemed to bounce back a little bit yesterday as if it was sort of just one day bad news that disappeared. What's your take on it, Nathan?
Well, first off, maybe we should go back. I mean, I think these days when you get your business degree, I guess you also graduate with a minor degree in English, and I think the course must have been written by Alan Greenspan, all right, because the markets are going through and parsing words. Let's actually go back to what Standard & Poor's actually said. All right, here's the quote. If an agreement isn't reached and meaningful implementation doesn't begin by then, meaning about 2 years, this would then, in our view, this being the S&P, render the U.S. fiscal profile meaningfully weaker than its other AAA sovereigns.
Right. There has to be a benchmark or some standard by which to compare us or other countries against us and each other. And if we don't implement, that means actually agree on legislation, get it signed into law, and start moving quicker on it by 2012, then we are going to be in a position that is comparatively worse. In other words, we're not worthy of the AAA standard that these other nations have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I get that.
Well, that's all in theory, too, by the way, because, you know, every time the stuff hits the fan and everybody starts playing who's your fiscal daddy, then everybody comes running back to the United States, and then you see money flowing in here because when it comes to where they think the strongest, best economies and nations are, oh, we always seem to win that war.
Well, we have historically, Nathan, but China seems to be stepping up to the plate and maybe filling that void.
Well, but look at what happened in the last 2 days. First off, this announcement gets made, and the markets start running around like their hair is on fire. And now there's a lot of basis for this. Make no mistake about it. But Standard & Poor's, let's be real basic about this, is playing a little bit of politics, which is kind of interesting for a rating agency. What they're saying is, you know, the way we look at it, you guys don't get to work now, and you don't get an agreement, you know, in the next 6 to 12. You're never going to get it implemented within a couple of years. And then, of course, you know, then we're going to have to maybe think about downgrading you.
Host Gary Allen talked to financial analyst Jordan Goodman about the debate regarding the debt ceiling.
Earlier this week, Standard & Poor's said that they could lower the credit rating from AAA of the U.S. government. Big impact should they do that. I mean, what's the impact of this?
Major. People were really surprised by it.
Yeah.
I mean, you think if you had $14.3 trillion, you wouldn't be AAA, but that's kind of the way we are.
Yeah, that's the way.
And they didn't actually lower it. They said that there's a prospect that they would lower it in the future. Typically, when they do something like that, it goes down in one out of three cases within 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you have to wonder about the timing of it, though. I mean, with what's going on.
Well, the timing is because of the crisis in Washington and the deadlock between the Republicans and Democrats over raising the debt ceiling. That's the timing of it, because they're saying playing with fire. It's like lighting a match in a dynamite factory and hoping it's not going to affect anything. You know?
All right, so people driving to work this morning, they're going, okay, so what? They sell some more bonds, print some more money. What's the impact on
them? Well, they can't do that if the debt ceiling is hit and they don't extend it, you see. So that's what they're saying, is that the full faith and credit of the U.S. government may be threatened by not raising the debt ceiling. I mean, currently, we're just about up to the $14.3 trillion. I think officially, it's May 16th is the day that we kind of run out, although they can do various tricks to kind of run on fumes for another month or so. But if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we could cause an international apocalypse, I think is a mild word for it.
Wow.
Because that's like the glue that holds everything together. That's the blood that runs through the financial system is Treasury securities. And that they're always called riskless for reasons, because this couldn't happen. Well, it may be about to happen here, because there's really not a lot of give on either side, Republicans or Democrats. The Democrats say you just got to raise the debt ceiling, tie it down to anything else. The Republicans say we will not vote to raise the debt ceiling if we don't have some kind of firm commitments to cut spending.
The budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling, that's the most talked about thing this week. So let's recap. Sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, that's 10. Major League Baseball's takeover of the L.A. Dodgers, number 9. The wildfires, the tornadoes in the southeast, number 8. Number 7, the anniversary of the BP oil spill. Number 6, rising cost of what you're paying for petroleum products. Japanese situation with nuclear energy, number 5. Libya in the Middle East and unrest and discomfort over there, number 4. The birther issue, number 3. Donald Trump and Republican candidates, number 2. And the budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.